This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A little bit later in the hour, we'll be talking about dark energy and time travel. But first, this August, the planet Mars is passing closer to the Earth than any time in recorded history. Here to talk about the best way to see Mars up close and personal is Richard Talcott, senior editor of Astronomy Magazine. He joins us from his office in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
Why is it so? Tell us how rare an event this is.
Well, the last time that Mars was this close to us was more than 50,000 years ago, so it certainly is a rare event.
And the next time?
And the next time will probably be another couple thousand years from now.
All right. And why so long a difference?
That's because the orbits of Mars and Earth change slowly over time, and during the course of the next several thousand years, Mars is getting slightly closer to the Sun every time it gets close to our Sun. And so the distance between Earth and Mars will get less over the next several thousand years.
Now, how will this impact the way we can go out in our backyards and see Mars?
Well, most of the time, Mars is a pretty dull, boring object when you look up at the night sky. In fact, it's pretty safe to say that most people that have gone out and taken a look at the sky haven't recognized Mars as anything special over the last at least 10 or 15 years. But what will happen, and is happening right now, in fact, is that if you go out late in the evening, say at about 11 o'clock, and take a look toward the east, you'll see this very bright orange object in the sky. In fact, it's the brightest object in the sky except for the moon right now. And during the course of the next month, when Mars peaks in late August, it will get about twice as bright as it is right now. So even though it's the brightest object you can see in the sky now, it's going to get significantly brighter.
And the peak date is?
That will be on August 28th.
August 28th, but it'll still be pretty bright a few days before and after that.
Definitely. Yeah. Like I said, it's the brightest object now, and will stay that way for another couple of months.
Is it low in the sky? Is it high in the sky? How do we find it?
If you go out late in the evening, say around 11 or midnight, it'll be fairly low in the eastern sky, and it will be climbing higher and higher as the night progresses. Mm. So it'll be highest in the south at about 3 a.m. right now. But by the time it reaches its peak in late August, it'll actually be rising at sunset and setting at sunrise and be highest right around midnight. So it's going to get much better placed for us to view in the next month or so.
If you have a pair of binoculars, can you actually see the disk, it coming into focus?
Unfortunately, even though Mars is fairly close to us right now and will be within 35 million miles of us come late August, that's still pretty far away as these things go. And binoculars aren't going to be able to show you much in the way of any detail. But if you happen to have a small telescope or something like that, you can see quite a bit of detail on the surface of Mars.
Are scientists taking advantage of this? Is there anything that's special they can, do from Earth here that they couldn't do before?
Well, it turns out that most professional observatories usually don't take a look at the brightest objects in the sky because they're geared to looking at very faint objects, and that's why they're very large. Now, the Hubble Space Telescope will be taking a look at it to get their best views of it over the next month or two. But probably the thing that's going to be most important is that the NASA and the European Space Agency are sending probes to Mars right now. And
right.
The advantage that you have is that when Mars is close to us, it doesn't take that much fuel to be able to get out to the red planet.
All right, they're going to be getting there right in January and after that, aren't they?
Right. NASA's probes arrive in January, and the European probe actually arrives in late December.
Wow. So we've got the Perseid showers in August, and we also have the Mars event.
Right. So it should be an excellent month to go out and look at the sky.
Terrific. Thanks for joining us.
Sure, I'm glad to.
Richard Walcott is a senior editor of Astronomy Magazine.